Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to First Strike, First Look here on a Tuesday as we get ready for UFC 279. Kazmat Chimaev going to take on Nate Diaz on Saturday night out here in Las Vegas. Cannot wait for that. We are joined by Lou Finicaro. You can follow him on Twitter as I do at GamLou, and of course the host of the Bout Business podcast. Lou, before we look ahead to Saturday, I got to look back to what we saw in Paris in a wild main event. And I got to give you props right here, First Strike, First Look, and then again on Friday on First Strike. You absolutely nailed this main event with Ciryl Gane getting the win inside the decision, but also going over the 2.5 rounds as he gets the stoppage late in round number 3. Props to you, sir. What a great call and what a great fight.
Well, Dave, first of all, thanks for having me on. These Tuesdays are great because it's early and we're swinging easy. The grip is loose. And, you know, every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds an acorn. So we found one there. And let's just hope we can continue to uncover value for the listeners as we move ahead.
And this is the whole objective of First Strike, First Look. And again, you just laid it out in plain speak last week this time saying, hey, you thought Ciryl Gane eventually would get to Tui Tuivasa, but it would take some time to get there with Tuivasa. And it's exactly how it played out. Gane survives that big right hand in the second round. Thought it might be over at that point. No, he gets up, survives, as you mentioned, getting into that cardio, and then gets the stoppage late in the third round. I was watching that fight thinking, Lou Finicaro just nailed that call. So let's look ahead to this week at UFC 279, because the main event here, it is lopsided right now. You've got to lay 10.50. 1,050 to win 100 on Kazmat Chimaev here against Nate Diaz, plus 700 right now on the Stockton bad boy from the 209, if you think the upset can be pulled. First of all, just where this is, and I know, Lou, I know you by now, you don't want to lay a big price tag on any fighter if you don't have to. You're going to try to find the best value out there. What do you make of this lopsided number that we're seeing with Nate Diaz being a 7-1 underdog?
Yeah, well, it is lopsided, and there's surely hype behind Chimaev, much of it warranted. Nate, now 37, without question, his mind knows how. But here's a guy that fought most of his career at 55, Dave. Now, because of his age, it really makes more sense to him to fight at 70. And even at 70, he's lost a little bit, although he showed one flash punch against Leon Edwards in his last fight, which was enough to get the whole Diaz army to believe he won that fight, even though he got the brakes beat off of him for 4.5 minutes. So Diaz is an unusual occurrence. He's an original mixed martial artist. He's the most authentic, or comes from the most authentic cloth there is, he and his brother and his camp, and they must get nothing but respect. But he's 37 years old. He's fighting up a class against a guy in Chimaev who fights between 170 and 185. He's fighting at 170 now because in 2 years he won't be able to make 170. He'll be 185. He's got young man's quickness, venom, work ethic. And if he can stay away from Darren Till and keep away from the things Till's teaching him away from the octagon, this kid has a chance to be really, really good. He showed a tremendous lack of maturity and experience in his last fight against Gil Burns. He strayed from the plan. The fight turned ugly, and he had to really slug it out and earn it. It'll be interesting to see what his plan is for this fight and how long he can follow it, because the pressure's all on him. Nate's coming. He's been here before. He's been in with Connor. This guy doesn't bother him. No. The issue to me is, how long can Nate go?
Well, I think that's the question here, because people are going to look at other ways to bet this fight if they don't want to lay it. If they're not on the underdog and Nate Diaz at +7-1, they're not going to want to lay that type of juice at 10.50 just to win $100 back on Chimaev. You mentioned, how long could Nate possibly go? I'm looking here on a Tuesday, and right now the over is slightly juiced here, -$1.50, over 1.5 rounds, right? And the under 1.5 right now is +$1.20. So they're not expecting a long, potentially, you know, three round, even into the championship round type fight when you look at the total being at 1.5. I'm glad you brought up the Gilbert Burns fight, because I was on Gilbert in the over on that fight, because that was the respect I had for Burns, that he could take Chimaev into deeper waters in a three round fight. He was able to do that. Do you think Diaz says, hey, man, if you want to wrestle me, then, you know, okay, fine, we've seen this before, but if you stand and trade with me, you give me a chance. You mentioned that Chimaev really showed some lack, if you will, ring awareness in his fight with Burns. Does he fall into that trap with Diaz and makes it a hands bout, and therefore the over could hit if we're going to stand and trade for a couple of rounds?
These are all really legitimate, good questions. I believe that Chimaev in his corner will come more mature and will have learned from the Burns fight. With Nate Diaz, however, you got to understand there's a variable with his fights that aren't with anyone else's fights. And that is, if Chimaev belches, he's going to cut Nate Diaz. So 1.5, the makers are spot on with that number, because Nate's going to be a bloody mess in the second round. And so you have to understand all that scar tissue he's got. He doesn't have any of his real face left. So if Masvidal could cut him up and that fight was stopped on strikes and cuts, what's going to happen here? This way Nate goes out on his sword, Chimaev doesn't finish him, the army gets to go right off into the sunset, and Chimaev moves on. That's kind of how I see it. And this is a hard fight to bet because of the Nate Diaz facial scarring.
It's a great point, because again, if you watch, you mentioned the Leon Edwards fight, he got dominated for 4.5 rounds. Then, you know, gets that haymaker, that left hand, like he's prone to do, and almost turns Edwards' lights out in the fifth and final round. So everybody goes, oh, wow, you know, Nate can still do it, but he just doesn't do it enough. You mentioned the Masvidal fight. He loses the majority of these rounds and then has moments in them which people kind of get clamoring for, oh, this is why we love watching the bad boy from Stockton 209. So I'm right there with you. He's been dominated in a lot of his high-profile fights, but he always has moments in them. I wonder if he'll have a moment against Chimaev here, kind of like we saw with Tui Taivasa against Ciryl Gane. He had a moment in the second round, but past that, it was pretty much Ciryl Gane the rest of the way. Let's go to the co-main event in this one here. Tony Ferguson's back in here. The Boogeyman's going to be back in there against Lee Jillian. And I look at this and I go, wow, you're going to take Jingliang Li here is over a $3 favorite against Tony Ferguson, a perennial title contender here. Are Tony's best days behind him? And is that why you see the price tag where it is right now, +255 for Ferguson?
Yeah, Ferguson's lost his last four, two of them, you know, devastatingly. Those were all at 155 pounds. And granted, those were the elite of the elite fighters he lost to. Now, at 38 years old, he's going to step up and fight a legit 170 pounder that's big for the division to begin with. Durable, strong, more power. Does the extra weight allow Tony to take strikes better? Maybe so. But to me, Tony's success comes from trying to get this to the ground. He ain't getting Jing Liang to the ground. This is a very unusual fight. I don't quite understand it, but I absolutely believe Jing Liang should be a strong favorite here, and I would have to look at him inside the distance. And if I didn't look at him inside the distance, if Tony could come out and dance and move and shuck and jive and find a way to tire the kid and maybe sub him late, then, you know, maybe Tony sub. If you love Ferguson, that would be the avenue I'd put you on. I think I love profit, and I think it's more Jing Liang inside the distance the way I see it.
over 2.5 rounds right now, minus $1.05. Great call about Tony Ferguson. Look, sometimes as you get older, your chin doesn't, sometimes as you say, the beard isn't as good anymore. And we saw that with Michael Chandler. Looked great, right? Looked great in that first round. And boy, Tony Ferguson, it's back. That same guy. And then boom, one shot, lights out. So that could be a dangerous proposition for Tony Ferguson backers. And I know the price tag right there, people might get enticed by it. I would just say watch out, because if it's standing and trading, he's not going to get the bigger guy to the ground. Then he's going to be able to absorb punches if Jiliang Li can find the target that is Tony Ferguson.
He will be the quicker, faster fighter. Yes. So in that regard, he could look flashy early, but the other kid going to plod ahead and eventually throw a Sunday shot at him.
Kevin Holland is a guy, they call him Big Mouth for a reason, because he likes to talk. He's going to talk to his opponent in there. Sometimes you go, man, I just wish he'd concentrate on fighting, because we know how damn good he is. Kevin Holland right now is a minus $2 betting favorite against Daniel Rodriguez, plus 170 here for Rodriguez. What do you make of this matchup here? Holland's just one of those in this division. His body type is so awkward for guys. You would think you'd want to wrestle him and not stand and strike. What style of fight do you see? And what do you make of that price point?
Well, Daniel Rodriguez doesn't really wrestle. He's going to stand with Holland, and I think Holland, though he has wrestling, is going to stand with Daniel Rodriguez. Interesting that these are 170-pound fighters, mm-hmm. but because of the short nature, 2 weeks of this notice to juice this card up, they come in and they're fighting at buck 80. Now, remember, it's Holland that's been fighting at middleweight. He's the one that's dropped to 170. So he'll have a sure size and comfort advantage over the smaller Rodriguez, but Rodriguez is game and he could surely catch Holland. But overall, I think Holland's the more refined, slicker striker, more evasive on defense, more well-rounded fighter. I think he should be favored as he is. But that's a very compelling fight at 180 pounds.
We've got Irene Aldana against Macy Chase on the main card as well. Macy's been turning some heads recently in some of her bouts, but again, she's an underdog, finds herself at plus $1.45 against Aldana at minus 170. What do you make of this potential three-round matchup?
Now, the two unknowns here, how can Chase on make weight? She struggled to make. Last time mm-hmm. she tried 35, she had to fight at 40, and her last fight was at 45. So watching the scales with Chase on, Aldana hasn't been in there for a while, been a little inactive, but we saw her finish Ketlin Vieira, which is impressive enough. Aldana can fight. How does she enter? You got to figure she's lubed up and well-oiled and warm and no ring rust. So I lean to Aldana pending what Macy looks like on the scales Friday morning.
And we'll talk about more of that on First Strike on Friday after you observe those weigh-ins, because I think you always glean a lot of information from what you see physically that the fighters look like after making sometimes tough weight cuts for somebody like Macy Chason. Johnny Walker's back in there, fan favorite, Ian Kutalaba. This is kind of feels like a wild matchup potentially. Kutalaba's minus $2. Johnny Walker plus $1.70. You know, he's had a couple of rough outings here recently. What do you make of him as a sizable underdog?
Well, I'm getting tired of putting fuel on all these favorites fans, but here's one where there might be a live underdog here. Yeah, again, a balsa wood beak for Johnny Walker. I mean, if you hit him on the teeth, he's going to crumble. And Kutalaba is the wild bull of the pampas, man. All he does mm-hmm. is fight Vittori-like with anger and flailing. That said, Kutalaba's been finished via strikes. Uncle Ayev did it. Johnny Walker could be in a good spot here. He's wandering gym to gym, fighting in Ireland. I think there's some distractions. He may even be getting married, which could or could not be a distraction upcoming. It depends. It depends if you ask humans or not, but that's a different story. But as we go to Johnny Walker, he's got unbelievable length and power and striking, and he has been working out with Chimaev. So don't overlook Johnny Walker here just because he's got, such a glass jaw. I think he stands a very good shot against a very uneven, inconsistent fighter in Kutalaba.
Yeah, our recent colleague, Matt Humans, always reads between the lines with people getting ready to get married or getting married in their first fights out or first football games out. That's for sure. Very quickly, Lou, any fight on the prelims that stands out to you on a Tuesday that you might find some value?
I think there's some decent value on the first fight of the night. There's a Canadian, Lyness, fighting Darren Weeks, Darian Weeks. Weeks is the small favorite right now. Lyness plus a 110 or so. Lyness came out his last fight hugely hyped, laid an egg, ran out of gas late. I look for him to bounce here. He's going to be the taller, longer, bigger man here. I think that he stands a good shot as an underdog.
And very quickly, the Bout Business podcast, spot on a week ago. Lou, tell the people what they get when they listen every Friday.
Well, we've been fortunate running on a heater lately, so we'll knock on wood and keep doing what we're doing each Friday at 16 to 18 minutes of my final releases. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks again for having me on, Dave. These early looks are awesome.
And absolutely, very profitable. Your information is top-notch, Lou, and my mom's favorite listening back home in Virginia Beach, Virginia. There he is, everybody, Lou Finocchiaro. Follow him on Twitter as I do, at GamLou. Lou, we'll talk to you on Friday for First Strike on VSiN. Until then, everybody, have a great week. We'll see you Friday. First Strike on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.